Welcome back, everyone. This is In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and of course, right next to me is Shar Shar.
Hi there, everyone.
How does your garden grow?
It's coming really along. I'm so excited. Spring is here.
It should be. Well, by May, we are hoping that everyone is getting the spring fever, and I know we've had that, but today we are going to do something special. We are on location, but not only that, we are on location behind the scenes here at Terry's Hardware in South Hastings. And we are going to be previewing some of the wonderful things that if you have a special mother, it doesn't even have to be a mother, right. Someone, a mother figure in your life, a grandma, a sister, someone who you think deserves a wonderful special treat. This is the place to come. And we are, every year we come out here and we find something new. And Shar's got a couple of things that she's really excited that are very new this year. And we're going to get to those very soon. But I think generally overall, do you think this is going to be a good year for trying something new?
I think it is. I was a little worried about the drought situation, but that's come back a little bit. We're in the black, like they say.
Mm-hmm. So or in the green.
Or in the green. What am I saying? Yes, I think it would be a good, just make sure everything is well watered despite the droughts or non-droughts.
Exactly. And we also wanted to remind you too, as we're talking about some of these new varieties, there's always things that you can learn. And if it's something that you haven't seen before, read up about it. Find out. Shar's always doing her homework, aren't you, Shar?
You bet. And if they have a question, they can direct it through KDWA, and I can look up the answer for them.
So leave your messages for Shar. Oh, well, they'll love to see that. Okay, we are behind the scenes here at Terry's Hardware, and they have gotten in a wonderful shipment for Mother's Day specifically. But the early season, you don't have to have any special occasion to get some of these lovelies. What are we going to start out with, Shar?
Well, I'm looking right now at a batch of perennials. Of course, they'll have everything in the annual department from A to Z, literally, zinnias, and baskets galore. And before we get going, I'd like to mention, so I don't forget, remember they have a Mother's Day special the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Mother's Day weekend. Boy, and it's a great sale. Everybody watches for it. So do come out for that. We're going to look a little bit at their perennial trays and so on.
Because that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, you bet it does. Remember for that, if you see something for a special person in your life, they do gift certificates. So if you spot something, do a gift certificate or just pick it up. And like right now, we are looking at some PJMs, that's a name of a brand of rhododendron, that lovely purple or lavender that you see in a lot of homes this time of the year.
And now I come from the florist background, and we used to look at these as azaleas, but they're different. They're in the same family, but they are different. These are winter hardy. These are a perennial.
Correct. And they also have some azaleas here as well, but they're in the same family, a little different growth pattern, flower very similar, but yeah, they're all in the same family. But the PJM variety is just a stunning lavender, I think.
Well, and they just are so almost fluorescent in their color. Now, they have, when you're looking for plants too, before we get going on some of these varieties, what are you looking for if you are familiar with putting something in the ground and but looking for healthy plants? There's a lot of plants out there. And if you have a discerning eye, you're going to be the most happy.
Correct. And you want the color to be a uniform green. Kind of watch out, unless it's a plant that's chartreuse in color. You want to have a uniform green. Look for an even plant, kind of even all, overall bushy, that type of thing.
Now, is bigger always better?
Not necessarily, because...
Depending on where you're going to be putting yours, you know, I mean, you got to also find out space before you, I mean, I can always wedge one in anywhere,
right.
But you got to figure out too, and one of the most important things that you can refer to
is the plant tag. I swear by it. Always look at that. It'll tell you soil needs, height, depth, how the plant grows, how long does it bloom, et cetera, et cetera.
And especially at this time of year, you're getting plants that are just emerging.
Right.
Some of them are, you know, they're wonderful, but they're going to get bigger. So you have to, You got to plan for that.
Oh, yeah. Leave space. Leave space.
All right. Make sure you leave space for some of these. What's next?
Hosta. Oh, and we have a variety here that is just great. It is autumn frost. It gives that kind of little chartreuse edge to the green center.
I love a variegated hosta.
I do too.
I like to put them in between my green ones, but yes. I like a little pop of color, either the bright yellow, and you know, everybody's looking for that feather white. I don't care about that. No. I would just like to have some color.
I do too. The white. We see enough of that all winter long.
Speaking of color.
I know. This is a new thing, a helenium. I've never seen this before. It is an orange with kind of an eye, a very, very hardy. Now, believe it or not, they're in the sunflower family. But don't worry, folks. They don't grow that tall or big. Just a lovely, lovely perennial.
They remind me of the black-eyed Susans.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. But a different kind of growth, of course.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go around here. Once again, we're behind the scenes at Terry's Hardware today for a special Mother's Day program, and we're looking at all the wonderful stock that they are going to have on hand, and also they have the 3-day sale, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Mother's Day weekend, so make sure that you take advantage of this. What's up here?
We have grapes by special request, or not special request, popular request.
Absolutely.
There are some local vintners in our area that wanted to see grapes back again, and we have two varieties. We have in the red department, red wine that is, the Frontenac grape, and on another rack we have the Itasca grape, which is a white grape and will produce beautiful white wine. And they're both hardy to minus 30 degrees below zero.
Wow, so that fits the bill here.
You bet, you bet. We only have one other, and we have another helenium family. It's a little gold star. I take that back. Rudbeckia. What am I saying?
That's what it reminded me. That helenia, yeah, reminds me of the Rudbeckia.
It has the eye like a helenium. But yes, and this is such a nice, well-managed little plant. It doesn't get out of hand, stays fairly small, nice for a front border. Very nice.
I love that. Some pop of color. Okay, we're going to move around some of these other racks here. There are so many things here, but probably one of the favorite, sentimental value is the hydrangeas. And this incredible. And
yes,
they're just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. We used to put these on the grave sites during Memorial Day.
Exactly. Yep. They have another one called Annabelle is very much like this. Anything with that ball ending in the name, Incredible, Annabelle, they have that big white ball to it.
And they grow quickly.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We talked about grapes. Well, she has something, or Terry's has something else in the edible department, and that's honeyberries. We have two varieties of honeyberries.
And that's new this year.
It is. And people love them. You can make preserves and jellies out of them, but you can also eat them raw. They're delicious. They're a little bit of an oblong shape. They do need a pollinator. So if you were to purchase one, you would need the other variety to pollinate it. They have borealis, like aurora borealis, and they have berry blue. So you would need to plant two in that department.
Well, I think that's going to be a new popular one. This next one that we're looking at, all I can say is, ouch.
Oh, I know. Planted below a window in case of burglars. Yes, Barberry, they have definite stickers. If you have little children scooting around, you might want to shy away from it or plant it in a place where they can't get at it.
But as you said, it is a good deterrent around low windows or something. And it really is a stunning plant. Also very thorny.
Very. It has that wonderful chartreuse and it blooms. So mm-hmm. I forget the color of the flower. Probably a yellow or a white, I'm thinking, on this. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. All right. Once again, we are trying to find out behind the scenes what is going to be popular for gift giving this Mother's Day. And if you have a special mother or someone in your life that you know enjoys plants, Terry's Hardware is the place to be. I'm looking up there and I'm seeing my favorite.
Oh, the Bleeding Heart or the Dicentra. It's wonderful. And we're looking at some in full bloom. They're just gorgeous.
They really are. And they started them well ahead. And some people who are looking at perennials, as I said, it's the gift that keeps on giving, would appreciate how far along these are.
Right. Oh, I know. These are like prime examples of what you want. One thing, they do die back in the fall. So those of you who have bought them before, remember where you've planted them because they come up from the ground. Make sure you remember where they're located.
And another easy choice. I think it's probably maybe stereotypical, but what mother doesn't love roses?
Oh, roses. And they have the easy elegance. You don't need any styrofoam rose cones for these babes. And, you know, talk about what mothers might love. Can I just say a little bit about the baskets if you do take advantage of the Mother's Day?
Oh, that's another good idea.
Yes. The baskets, remember that later on in the spring and summer when they get a little long in the tooth, give them a haircut, especially the petunias and the calibrachoa. Don't be afraid to cut them back a little bit, maybe to the bottom of the basket. Give them a little fertilizer a little bit later on, not right away, and you'll have a completely rejuvenated basket.
You know, I think people are hesitant to do that because they say, oh, what a huge, huge plant. But you really have to do that to make them bushy. All right, we're going to go on. We're going to keep going because we have an awful lot to cover and we have time short. What's the next one, Char?
There's our azalea. These are electric lights in a vibrant red. Look at that red.
That would make stunning
lights
in my landscape.
Yes, but it's got the same growing habit as the PGAM rhododendron that we saw. Mm-hmm. Down in front of it, though, we've got this variegated sedum.
I love the way it creeps.
Isn't that nice? And it's just, it's called Frosted Fire, and it has a pink flower. Beautiful, beautiful bush, and not too big, just very nice, low-growing.
Once again, I love the stone crop. They get in and out of these, and especially if you have an area which is, I don't know, difficult to plant or difficult to have, you know, a really nice cover, these spread so quickly, and they come back year after year.
Right, and perfect for dry, hot locations.
Now, if you want something, now, are these dwarf astilbe, or are they a full size?
They are full size, but they just broke dormancy later than some of the other things we're looking
at.
So
they'll get rather tall.
They might, and especially their plume of flowers that just is a knockout.
And it's like a torch.
It is.
Like a fluffy torch.
A fluffy torch. Just a beautiful, better for maybe eastern side of the house.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And on the bottom rack here, we have some bee balm. That's one of my favorite. I love the way that they keep coming up, and they are great for pollinators.
Oh, they are. Just beware of the bees that they do attract. So,
yes. Well, everybody's out busily working here around Terry's Hardware, so you're probably going to hear some construction noise in the background, but we thought it was really important to make sure that everybody knew what wonderful choices there were here for the Mother's Day weekend. And, you know, this is our eighth year. It's amazing.
Wow.
I can't imagine we've done eight Mother's Day show, but we do a show every year just dedicated to the mothers in your life. And I think one of the things that mothers always love, and that is help in the garden. So if you don't have time, bring a plant. If you're not near your mother, if you're going to be seeing her after the holiday, make sure you just grab a plant and then stick a lovely little certificate in there, good for 2 or 3 hours of yard work.
Oh, they will enjoy that so much.
I would enjoy that.
Me too.
All right, do we have time for just a couple more here? What's your favorites?
Well, this is something new for me. I have it as of last year, blue-eyed grass. It keeps on blooming, a lovely, beautiful little blue flower.
It reminds me of kind of a violet.
It almost does. It has very thin, grassy type leaf, but the way it keeps blooming just shocked me. And they have a dianthus that is a very low growing. It doesn't get much taller than what we're looking at here, Kelly.
Maybe probably about
3-4 inches tall, and it has this little carpet of pink flowers.
It is. I was just going to say it would make a lovely carpet or a walkway edging.
If you planted more than one of them, wouldn't that be sweet?
And they do spread. You know, and the other thing about these, when you're picking, we were talking earlier in our program about picking the perfect plant. Also, take a look, see what you get for your bucks. Sometimes you can divide these up. They're stuffed in these pots, but I think sometimes you could divide them up easily into maybe three or four and get three times the money for it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So be cagey and be thrifty, as my grandma would always say. All right, so down here, another favorite of Mom's.
Sarah Bernhardt peony, that big double pink that just, isn't it stunning? And the center's kind of a little deeper pink, but it's just a stunning one. Been around for maybe 100 years, but it's one that everybody likes. It's their favorite.
It is. Now, remember with peonies, don't plant them too deep or they're not going to bloom.
Right. Crown should be level with the soil around it.
And people always say, oh, well, but, you know, if I don't plant it deep, it's going to fall over. No, it won't. No. But that's why you have the supports around the sides of them also when they get big and bushy. Now, maybe is it possible that your perennials aren't going to bloom the first year?
It's possible. Don't get disgusted. Don't, you know, think I've got to take it back to the store. A lot of them do bloom the same year, but some won't. So they are just, you know, like little kids. They got to grow up and mature a little bit, get their roots established.
That's true. And the purple asters also a fall favorite.
Right. You want to plan for a summer long blooming period, and that goes into early fall. So there would be your answer for fall.
And another one, I'm going to sneak this one in because we're just running out of time, but I don't want to forget to mention the heuchera. And those are wonderful foliage plants, but they look so great because there's so many different colors that you can get.
That's right. The leaves are just astounding. Now, folks, don't be too worried about if they died out this past winter. We didn't have a lot of snow cover, but they're coming back. They're very hardy. They just took a little bit of a beating this past winter, so don't worry about them. They'll come again.
And if you're walking with Mom through her garden, or if you're starting a new garden, pick out a couple of these favorites. And again, we thank Terry's Hardware for allowing us this behind-the-scenes backstage tour as they are setting up and getting ready for their big Mother's Day sale, which will happen Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the Mother's Day weekend. And Char, as we... You know, I know you're probably, your eyes are just looking at, now, Rudy, if you're listening, and I know you are, you know, Mother's Day is a time to pamper mother, spoil mother a little bit, maybe find out what that special thing on her list is. So if you're listening and you've got a special lady in your life, treat her to a wonderful perennial. Thanks so much, Char, for meeting us out here. And we will do another show next Wednesday, as always, on KDWA in the garden. And do you have any thanks to moms that you'd like to send out before we close?
God bless you, moms. You are the center and core of our universe.
And you help things grow. Thanks to all our moms. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Pulling weeds and picking stones. We are made of dreams and bones. I feel the need.